President Bush has called on Syria not to allow safe haven for any members of the deposed Iraqi regime, the latest in a string of Bush administration messages to Syria this week, some of which sounded an awful lot like warnings. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld accused that nation of sending military equipment to Iraq and said it must stop. His deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, called for change in Damascus. In fact, a number of administration supporters have long argued for regime change there in Syria, just as they did for Iraq. And with this week's military success in Baghdad, many are now asking, is Syria next? NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The drumbeat against Syria grew so loud that by Thursday, Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz found himself grilled about it while testifying before Congress. Senator Robert Byrd wanted to know,
what are you implying by these comments? And I ask the same with respect to Secretary Rumsfeld.
Senator Byrd, only that there is a problem there. The Syrians are behaving badly. They need to be reminded of that.
Wolfowitz went on to say if Syrian transgressions did not stop, the U.S. would have to reevaluate its policy toward Damascus. But it was hoped, he said, that calling attention to Syrian behavior would stop it. Senator Byrd asked, what if that's not enough? Wolfowitz replied, so far we're just keeping an eye on them. Byrd continued,
are there any plans to send any U.S. forces into Syria?
None that I know of, sir.
Senator Byrd stopped there, but some Mideast analysts still have questions about the administration's intent with its repeated warnings.
To me, that almost sounds like a setup.
Judith Yaffe of National Defense University has no doubt that some in the administration would be very willing to take military action against Syria. Several have spoken of it as part of a larger war on terror, citing Syria's support for Hezbollah guerrillas based in Lebanon and the sanctuary Damascus provides the heads of Palestinian terror groups. But with American soldiers still tied up in Iraq, Yaffe doesn't believe the U.S. would seriously consider such a move, and she thinks that's a good thing.
It's not just high risk, it would be foolish. There's much more to be gained. We've worked with the Syrians. They've cooperated on the war on terrorism, where many people did not, which is one of the other reasons this sounds kind of like an event that never happened.
David Makovsky of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the whole issue has been exaggerated.
As if the American tanks are going to now pivot from country to country in the Middle East and make a right turn, left turn, north, south. I don't think that's a situation.
But Makovsky says it is a pivotal moment to exert influence on Syria, both political and economic. Syria has benefited from the import of millions of barrels of Iraqi oil. For any hope of continuing that flow, the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad must now deal with the Americans.
Clearly, if they would want to cooperate with this administration, the administration would need to want to reciprocate and do things to help the Syrian economy, which has been in rough shape. So I don't think people should see it as just a stick-only approach. I think, you leave it up to the people in Damascus and say, we'd like to work with you.
Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz and others insist that the invasion of Iraq is not a cookie-cutter policy, that each country will be dealt with differently. With the Bush doctrine of preemption in full swing, though, Iraq's neighbors must worry that anything is possible. And that may be just the point. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.